for game day, Browns and Bills. So it's time to bring in our producer, Matt Fontana, for a little Thursday forecast. What's up, Fontana?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, good.
It's game day. Gotta love it, right?
Good.
Number one.
All right, guys, who's the one player that needs to show you something tonight?
The one player that needs to show me something, and I think it also needs to show something to Chevy from New Jersey, is Rob Hausler. Rob Hausler, sought out free agent to essentially replace the role Jordan Cameron filled here in Cleveland as the pass-catching tight end. We saw a little flash of it up in Rochester and liked what we saw, you know, off the hand of Johnny Manziel. But I need to see more because I thought when signing him, he could be a guy that you feature in specific situations to win for you offensively and move the sticks. We have not seen that.
I need to see some from Terrell Pryor if he's going to wait. Oh, no. We're not going to see Terrell Pryor again.
Wah, wah, wah.
So I need to see something from this offensive line. I need to see some push against the best defensive line, arguably, in the National Football League. Get some space for your running back so that Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West can show us what they've got and hopefully differentiate themselves. We need to see that push from the line.
Number two.
The position that's under the microscope most tonight, and has that changed from your guys' prediction last week about the position most under the microscope?
And again, kind of playing off of what Nathan just said from the offensive line, I'm going to go with the running backs. And no, it did not change from last week, because last week going into this football game, you know, Wilbert Montgomery had challenged these running backs to step up, to play the role, and knowing the mindset that John DeFilippo would love to have a bell cow.
I'm going to stay with the quarterbacks because, again, it is a quarterback league, so I'm pretty sure that's the same thing I said last time. Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel, how do they play? Do they continue the momentum? Do they continue to look good? How does Josh McCown hold up against the pressure of the Bills' front? Does Johnny get any time with the ones? I want to see continued development from Johnny and continued calmness and success from Josh McCown.
Number three.
I'm going to need three guys from each of you that not a lot of people know about, but we should be watching for tonight.
We do this show every day, 5 days a week, and we talk about all these players, so they're very familiar to us. And in some cases, because they, you know, their names are conveyed on the radio, a lot of people know these names. But I'm going to go kind of countering my answer to number one, which I need to see more from Rob Hausler. I'm going to go with EJ Bibbs. He's a guy that we continue to talk about that just consistently shows up, make plays, has gotten better as a blocker too, so he's not as much of a liability offensively. So he can be used in some different situations and formations. Another guy that I'd love to see step up tonight that a lot of people might not watch is second-round draft pick Nate Orchard out of University of Utah. I want to see him grow into the role as a starter or potential partial starter on this defense, meaning he's trustworthy in coverage. He's consistent in gap integrity and setting that edge and that flash, which is why we drafted him, and his ability to get to the passer. Love to see him. And then another guy I think we're going to see a lot of tonight, most likely with the starters, Jordan Poyer. Both in his role as a potential starter with Tashawn Gibson out right now with an injury, and even on special teams. He's a guy, as I talked about, the communication and the leadership that I saw out of the defensive backfields down in the red zone in Rochester, New York, he was leading the charge because that's the role that Sean Gibson and Dante Whitner play in this defense.
All right, I'm going to try to give three different people as well here to kind of piggyback on that. I'm going to do a couple doubles. I'm going to double up at a couple spots. At the cornerback position, number 37, Kendall James from the University of Maine. We said he was drafted in the sixth round by the Vikings in 2014. He's going to get a lot of time with the starters tonight. Charles Gaines, our own sixth-round pick out of Louisville. Keep an eye on those two defensive backs. On the defensive line, you're going to want to be looking at Dylan Wynn, the undrafted free agent out of Oregon State, who has just been an absolute menace and a physical, tough guy. And also Parma's own Jamie Meader. Those are two guys to look for on the defensive line. And then finally, the other spot that you want to focus your attention, again, it's the wide receivers. I'll give you a triple threat there. You've got Shane Wynn, the local guy made good from Glenville. You got Darius Jennings from Virginia, who had a couple of big catches and a big kick return in the opener. And then, of course, Josh Lenz, who has continued to be a go-to guy for the second and third teamers. Those three receivers really are competing, I think, for one spot. And then you've got Meter, Wynn trying to either make this team, make the practice squad. And then the DBs, Kendall James, Charles Gaines, battling, I think, for what will be that final cornerback spot alongside a guy like Robert Nelson, who was here last year, but we still haven't gotten to see him yet.
Number four.
Final one, guys. Do the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs this year?
No, they don't. I believe that the division still belongs to the New England Patriots, with or without Tom Brady, because of the way in which they perform under their head coach, Bill Belichick. And I think the other team that's emerging in that division that could potentially be the other team that makes the playoffs is the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill and Ndamukong Suh, they've just got it figured out, and I think it's about time, you know, that with Joe Philbin on a hot seat, he's going to put them in a situation to make a playoff run.
You know, it's hard to say that they're not going to make the playoffs, because when you add LeSean McCoy, Percy Harvin, Sammy Watkins is healthy now, you add Charles Clay to what's already one of the most dominant defenses, you think, how is this team not going to make the playoffs? But their issues at quarterback, the question marks there make it tough. I still think that I agree with you. I rank them third in that division. Could they surprise and make it? Absolutely.
Sure.
It's going to depend on, I think right now, the Colts come out of the South. I think the Broncos come out of the West. Maybe the Chargers or Chiefs surprise there, but they're kind of on the periphery.
Yep.
I think that in the North, you could have, you know, any of the teams making it here. You know, want to include the Browns in that mix, even
of
though
course.
They would probably be
two,
considered
if not
to be
three of them.
You know, at the bottom of the four right now until their play proves otherwise. And then you've got in the East, you know, the Patriots, the Dolphins, and the Bills. The AFC is very competitive.
It is.
It is a very competitive conference. So ultimately, I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs, but I could certainly see why they will with all the playmakers they're going to have in addition to that great defense.
That's it. That's today's Thursday forecast.
All right. That'll do it for the Thursday forecast. Last time to call us up, 216-578-0850.
Give us your prediction for tonight. What are you most looking forward to tonight out of your Cleveland Browns?
Yes. And whose stock is up? Who needs to step up? Let us know, and we'll be joined by Andrew Gribble. We'll find out what the Gribbs thinks when we return. Wrapping it up here on this game day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.